This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to March 2020 here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, launching Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, our first day of the broadcast week right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, robertscottbell.com. Guess what, boys and girls? We got a discussion, a heady intellectual discussion coming up, and you are invited. John Rappaport from No More Fake News is back with me as we talk about the Wuhan coronavirus scare of 2019 and 2020, now they're calling it COVID-19. Is it even an identifiable cause, this COVID-19? We're going to ask the question. And as I say this, my disclaimer here is that neither John Rappaport nor myself are denying that there are respiratory ailments and illnesses and that some people are dying. None of this discussion discounts those realities. But what we do question, and we have for a lot of years, me for 20, now my 21st year in broadcast media, and John for even longer in his investigative journalism, the cause when they claim it's a virus, it's one virus. And we've consistently questioned it, and if we got answers that would satisfy our questions, we might say, oh yeah, the virus is the cause, but hasn't happened yet, folks. And the big question I have for John Rappaport, since this thing launched out of China, is, have you found any other tests that they are conducting to determine we found another case of the coronavirus other than PCR or, when in absence of polymerase chain reaction tests, CT scans of the lungs that find fluid and pneumonia and that they automatically claim it's caused by the coronavirus? Those are the two main things I've been hearing.
Yeah, basically CT scans, CAT scans, because they don't have the test kits or this facility set up to do extensive PCR testing. So if they decide pneumonia, then they pretty much automatically rate that as a case of the epidemic coronavirus, which, of course, is ridiculous. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, but that's what they're doing. And then, of course, I also found out, maybe mentioned this the last time, but anyway, between 300,000 and 400,000 people, let's say, in China every year die of pneumonia. And that's before this supposedly new virus emerged. So they have a huge number of cases of pneumonia in China. It appears to be pretty much, I would say, the biggest disease in China, where they can just take these people and count them as coronavirus cases. And then to head off other questions that people have been asking me, which I've been writing answers to, people will say, you know, okay, well, all right, so in other words, but what about the cases they're finding outside of China? Huh. Well, all of that depends on which diagnostic tests they're doing in order to say that they're finding other cases. Oh, we found 13 in Italy, and we found 27 in South Korea, and this and that, whatever. Mm-hmm. So how do they know that? And that's because they're doing these tests. And what I've shown chapter and verse is that these tests are worthless, unreliable, and completely lunatic. Therefore, saying that they have found all these new cases, epidemic cases outside of China, by using these tests is a totally worthless statement that everybody should realize.
I know I've said this, and you have pointed this out many times over the years, but we have to, again, say it because people hear us talking, and they think we're the conspiracy theorists. In fact, we're the ones actually asking pointed questions about evidence for claims that there is one unique, whether it's weaponized from a lab escape or whether it's from a bat at a wet market in China, that we would ask for more proof. Why wouldn't anybody else? I mean, if we know that the PCR test is not an appropriate test to identify a causative agent in an acute infection, then why are they using it?
That's right. That's a very good question. Because if we know, they know. So why are they continuing to do it? Well, because inflating case numbers, not just of an epidemic, but all diseases with these tests, is a bonanza financially for everybody who's got a finger in the pie. From doctors to pharmaceutical companies to pharmaceutical sales reps to medical school teachers to hospitals to, you know, public health agencies like the CDC and the World Health Organization. On and on and on it goes. Everybody gets a piece of the pie when there's more announced cases of something, whatever it is, doesn't really matter, that requires treatment, drugs, vaccines, etc., etc.
Or quarantines, more governmental control, more non-governmental control, WHO, CDC getting to dictate policy. Their budgets go up like $2.5 billion, or with Chuck E. Schumer and Pelosi crying it's not enough, they'll say, well, let's send you $10 billion. Where does it end? And, you know, we ask the basic question. If you're to claim that one coronavirus, novel or otherwise, of this COVID-19 strain or whatever they want to say, is the cause of it in everybody, shouldn't you be able to isolate it and find it easily in everybody, knowing that a viral infection, in order for it to be a viral infection, it's spewing out millions of replicant copies from your cells, which even if they say, okay, we've used PCR to identify that, yes, there's evidence that it may be there, then, okay, they put you in quarantine for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever they claim, John, the the incubation cycle, right? It's incubating. So 2 weeks you wait. You think by 2 weeks now they were asymptomatic, there'd be A, symptoms of respiratory or other issues, and B, now you can take their blood and go, hey, look at all the viruses we found. It's active. We can see it. It's everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. This raises a gigantic question that many people are not ready for, but it doesn't really matter because it's there, it's sitting there like a gigantic elephant in the room. And that is, how do scientists discover a new virus in the first place that they claim, my God, here it is. This is the cause of the, quote, outbreak that's happening in Wuhan or someplace in Africa or New York or whatever it is, doesn't matter. How do they do this? And that's a very legitimate question. You know, it's like asking somebody who says, the sky is falling, and you look up but you don't see it, and you say, well, how do you know that? How do you know that? You know, because I just looked up there and I don't see it. So you tell me, how did you figure that out, that the sky is falling? Well, it's exactly the same question you ask the researchers. And I've been asking it since around 1991, and it's major because they ought to be able to answer it, and they ought to be able to agree on how you do that. So my point being that when you press this home, let's say in the case of this COVID-19, there doesn't seem to be the right kind of evidence that they ever really found the virus in the first place, because that really should involve excellent electron microscope work, seeing the huge numbers of virus particles in photographs taken by an electron microscope. And even then, it's photographing dead things, so you aren't guaranteed that it's replicating in the body in huge numbers. This is a deep issue. And when the researchers can't come forward and show you what they say is we have indirect markers that we found that show us, and we can infer from these markers that there is this new virus we never saw before, and we can characterize it and all of that, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's not right. That's wrong. That's just a story. That's a pretense. And we found that out in the case of HIV, because one of those markers was supposedly an enzyme in the body, which they said was unique to a certain class of viruses that they discovered in people diagnosed with AIDS. But then they admitted, and other people showed, that no, this enzyme really was much more widespread in the body, and it's not unique to the presence of viruses, and it's wrong, it's completely wrong. The indirect marker doesn't show anything. And you keep on following this down, and you come to some amazing conclusions. And I'll just give you one here. Imagine this scenario. You've got 13 big-time researchers in a biowarfare lab that are tinkering around with a virus to try to weaponize it and make it into a weapon that will wipe out a whole country. And the truth of the matter is they have no idea what they're working with, not a clue. They do not have a clue. They think it's a virus. They believe it's a virus. They're sure it's a virus because they went to medical school and they're all programmed to believe in these indirect markers. And they're thinking they're weaponizing something, but in fact, they don't have a clue. And so all of the talk about, oh, we know the weaponized virus in this lab and that lab, and it was stolen and transported and blah, 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 blah. Nonsense, baloney. The truth of the matter is that these researchers are so brainwashed by medical school and their education and so on that they think that this programming in their head is science. It has nothing to do with science whatsoever.
Well, and it manifested itself as what you coined the Church of Biological Mysticism. And what they apply to that church is pharmaceutical mysticism. And so what we've been covering, and you've been covering since the era of the HIV scam, is that they haven't advanced the science of virology to suddenly say we can identify it easier, and PCR is now suddenly adequate to determine an infectious agent identification. It's not. That's why we must discuss the undiscussable here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because it's not happening in many places else. So John Rappaport sticks around for the whole hour. We got a lot more to go. Stick with us. Tell your friends. RobertScottBell.com and NoMoreFakeNews.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it as much as I do every time I get together with John Rappaport to discuss the things that you're not allowed to talk about. Well, we are. And once again, not denying realities of respiratory ailments, illnesses, deaths from them, complications from them, much less the allopathic suppressive therapies or treatments for those things that may also contribute. In fact, they do contribute to the demise of many. So we have to talk about those realities. But as we discuss more about the COVID-19, whether it's the cause or whether it's who knows what it is, because their primary means of detection has been, as John said, not to detect it, but just to do a CT scan and see fluid in the lungs, diagnose pneumonia, and then automatically assign it to COVID-19. This is not scientific validation. This is wishful thinking. And if we talk about PCR, Kerry Mullis, he won the Nobel Prize for this development of this technology, said himself it is not an appropriate technology to identify a causative infectious agent in an acute infection, much less a chronic infection like some would argue AIDS was or is with HIV. And we go back into that, read John's work, AIDS Incorporated. Go back and hear any of the interviews I've done with many of the players like, well, you mentioned reverse transcriptase. That enzyme they said was unique to HIV. Turns out it's pretty much in all retroviruses. And that if they test your blood, if they don't dilute it to extraordinary levels, 100% of the people that take HIV tests are HIV positive.
Yeah, this is scrambled spaghetti and scrambled eggs all at the same time that is being presented as if it were actual science. So here's another factor. Let's talk about Wuhan.
Okay.
And other Chinese cities, major cities. Tremendously polluted air. We're talking about deadly pollution in the air. The mix of toxic elements from factories and modern electronic waste and so on and so forth. The early industrial age type pollutants and now modern industrial pollutants mixing together are horrific. In fact, there were protests, a number of protests in Chinese cities, which are really unheard of now because of the brutal government over there. And they were beginning to worry that this could develop into another Tiananmen Square and a whole confrontation with the population, which was no way they were going to allow that. And think about what a fantastic cover story this whole coronavirus nonsense is in that regard, because they now have locked down 100 million Chinese people in one form or variety of lockdown or another in cities. How convenient to end all of those protests and to shove the whole issue of monstrously polluted air, which of course causes all kinds of lung disease, including pneumonia, into the background, where nobody's talking about it anymore because all they can talk about is the virus. So that is a major factor.
Well, to say that that's a major factor, the fact is people don't even consider it to be a factor, right? When we talk
that's
about
right, they don't.
The toxic pollution, when we talk about the right at the beginning, you and I were discussing this, as you were looking at articles out of Wuhan that there were protests happening about the pollution. Of course, in China, communist China, they don't put up with protests. And so a great cover story to look good on and responsible on the international stage and say, hey, it's a virus. We got to lock everybody down. And instead of, hey, protests, environmental pollution in China, we got to crack down on it. No, that wouldn't go well. China would not win any favors on the world scale for that. Now they look to be responsible global citizens in a sense. I mean, there's certainly arguments for those that know about communism. Why would you trust that government? But if you understand the nature of government itself, if you're in America or in a Western government, why would you believe anything they're telling you either? And then you tie it into the profit motive of Big Pharma. And again, so many competing interests. You mentioned it when we started. How many hands go in the pie? The pie gets so big when people are afraid and then they're willing to give anything to please save me. But ignorance is not bliss in this case. Ignorance can lead to enslavement.
Indeed it can. So here's another issue about China. There are several, actually. So China is making its own form of lemonade out of these lemons that have been served up in this so-called crisis.
Hold on. Before we go into Chinese lemonade, we got to take a break. Y'all,
right.
Don't drink their Kool-Aid either. But what John Rappaport's delivering here is information that will feed your mind and soul to protect you from this nonsense. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence announced additional travel restrictions involving Iran and increased warnings about travel to Italy and South Korea to combat the coronavirus after health officials in Washington state announced the first death from the virus. The president also told people not to panic.
We asked the media and politicians and everybody else involved not to do anything to incite a panic, because there's no reason to panic at all.
Travel from China to the U.S.
U.S. had already been restricted, and now they've expanded the existing travel restrictions to include any foreign national who has visited Iran within the last 14 days. The administration is also urging Americans not to travel to areas of Italy and South Korea that have been struck hard by the virus. President Trump also stated that he'll be meeting at the White House tomorrow with pharmaceutical companies who are working on a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
John Rappaport was just getting into Chinese lemonade. How is the Chinese government right. making lemonade out of the lemons of the so-called whatever it is, coronavirus, respiratory outbreak, whatever? Talk to us about this now, John.
Okay. They are rapidly building what they call big smart cities. We know from years past that they have built these huge ghost cities in China where there's no people. Modern cities, and there's nobody there. And now they're adding to that by building what they're calling these smart cities. Okay, so this opportunity, this crisis over there, gives them the chance to say to people, we have to push you, and we will push you, huge numbers of you into our brand new cities, because there we can exert the right kind of monitoring so that this never happens again. because we will be hooked up to the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, 5G technology, so that everything that moves pretty much is basically a little computer. They're all interlocked. You will be the surveillance wall to wall. Everybody's monitored 24/7. We can predict things before they happen. Everybody will be safe and sound. It's brand spanking new, and it'll be wonderful. And besides that, we're ordering you to pick up stakes and get into these cities right now. That's on the horizon. That's what's happening. That's how this is being turned around into the brave new world that is emerging in China. And so behind the scenes, you see, this is yet another fantastic opportunity using the cover story of a virus and an epidemic, very thick bologna slices, to say, well, we have to do this now because we can't afford to have this kind of thing happen again and get caught with our pants down. We have to be able to predict when it happens, and so we have to monitor everybody all the time and diagnose diseases very early on and treat people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That becomes the sort of immediate pretext.
Well, the permanent and totalitarian police state, of course, but, you know, where every move is monitored. There is no privacy anymore, and, you know, that's a dream of many authoritarians, whether they call the form of government they like socialism, communism, or even pseudo-capitalism. The idea is that people who love power love to, constrain it, or let's say strengthen it and consolidate it in the hands of government, because government is the only, let's say, form of grouping that can supposedly use force without abandon and without repercussion and without consequence. And in this case, to in China, to go, well, now we can force people into these smart cities with the 5G, which adds another layer to the mix, because we covered a few days ago the story about studies about 5G and certain megahertz delivery impacting the integrity of lung tissue, pulmonary tissue, causing pulmonary damage. We talked about this thing called, was it MBLs, mannose binding lectins. Now, there's been rumor that in China, in Wuhan specifically, that it was really activating, kicking into gear the 5G in that city. You told me off the air, you checked on it. We don't know how much impact that it has, but the reality is 5G, apparently they know, does negatively impact lung tissue, and that could have exacerbated already the worst of the worst pollution we talked about previously.
Indeed, indeed. And Wuhan was certainly one of the centers, or the center of the rollout of 5G technology in China. And China is the world leader in bringing this technology to market. And it's pretty clear, I would say, from many studies and many investigations, that this technology, when it's deployed at certain in certain frequency bands, such as 60 gigahertz, which is an unlicensed band, by the way, therefore nobody has to pay the fees to get the license to use it, becomes extremely harmful to human health in a number of ways. So therefore, that has to be covered up as well. Another very useful opportunity for floating the virus cover story and claiming, no, all the illness and the sickness and the dying, whatever, it's a virus, it's nothing but the virus, don't bother to look for anything else. Well, this is something else, this 5G technology. And China is very, very intent on rolling it out widely throughout China and selling it everywhere in the world, and they mean business. They're not fooling around. This has been a project with them for a very, very long time. So there you have it. And just sort of coincidentally, you see, 5G becomes the key to the technocratic rule over populations, because once you have everything that moves, in a sense, attached to the so-called Internet of Things. All of these objects, anything from toasters to refrigerators to washing machines to radios, televisions, cell phones, blah, 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 anything, any object, becomes its own computer. They're all linked up. The vision of the technocrats is that over the horizon, a trillion objects will be linked up worldwide in this incredibly ridiculous way that nobody needs, see, first of all, when you just look at it, but it's there. And once this is established, then what happens is you've got a methodology by which you can establish a global energy authority. In other words, people and nations and groups and whatever can be monitored for their energy use. And quotas can be set. You get this much energy this month, and next month you get that much energy, and your country gets this much, and that country gets that much. And this was the wet dream of the technocracy movement in America that started in the 1930s. A bunch of engineers decided that the only thing wrong with the world was that they weren't running it. And that if you could get rid of all the politicians and look at the world as a kind of machine that scientifically needed to be tinkered with and operated by people that understood technology, that everything somehow would be worked out. Well, what they really meant was you could turn the world and its people into a machine. And that's one of the great things for them that 5G contributes to, and that's another reason why this is being rolled out.
Well, it's another reason why that despite protests and those questioning the negative health effects of 5G are being largely ignored or relegated to conspiracy status or fringe marginalized status because a lot of the, well, let's say the surveillance state depends upon that next layer of surveillance technology, which involves this 5G, connecting everything to everything. And so if we look back at the impact, again, on pulmonary systems of 5G alone, it could be argued that even without the pollution, that we're going to see in areas in America where 5G rolls out, we're going to see increasing manifestations of lung maladies and conditions that will then feed into the permanent coronavirus thing, because some are arguing it's seasonal. When it warms up, the virus thing, like flu, goes away, except it won't if 5G becomes paramount everywhere and implemented everywhere. If this is true, what we're reading within some of the scientific journals indicating that this frequency is damaging lung tissue integrity. So I see this as interesting as playing a longer game, that if we can keep convincing the people it's a coronavirus, weaponized or whatever, or keep them discussing whether it's from bat soup, as long as they're confused, we got them. And we're one of the few folks or reporters out there in the reporter class, if we can call it that, that actually keeps pointing this out and asking the questions. It's like, wait, where's the virus? Don't tell me PCR or CT scans is your way of diagnosing it. That does not work.
Indeed you do. Absolutely right. So this is the kind of thing that we're dealing with. In other words, we're going underneath the cover story, lifting up the edge of it, and going underneath and asking more basic questions. This is what you would do if you were an investigator on the hunt of something highly significant. You would keep trying to ask more and more and more basic questions. You know, if you're some sort of a detective and somebody says, well, the person who was killed actually was killed with as a result of, you know, falling downstairs. Okay. So you say, well, where's the coroner's report? Let me see it. Where's the body? Has it been buried yet? Can I see that? Have any tests been run on the body? Any toxicological tests, for example? You know, you would start, you know, asking these kinds of questions because you would not accept at face value what you were told. Why would you? Especially when it would lead you away from finding out what the truth is. You would want to go more and more fundamental in your inquiries in order to get at the root, as close to the root or at the root as you possibly can to find the actual answers. That's what we're doing here. That's what Robert and I are discussing. Instead of just batting it back and forth about, well, he took something out of a lab and he moved it over there, and yes, Bill Gates, you know, wants to vaccinate everybody, that's true, but, you know, can we already know these stories. Let's look below these stories, because it's the science that is really driving all of this storytelling and making. So what is that science?
What is that science?
What are they really doing and not doing?
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here.
And if you're uncomfortable hearing this discussion, you're certainly not going to want to ask the questions that we're going to continue to ask until we get satisfactory answers. And if we don't, we're not going to jump on everybody's claiming, because we're in the minority, that there's one virus that's causing all of this chaos. No, they haven't even come close to proving it. We're going to wrap up this hour with John Rappaport after this. Tell your friends, a place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, right here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Briefly, I don't want to leave everybody in alerts. There's great articles that John has written, even one, a new one on 5G. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Take you to nomorefakenews.com. But there's technology to counter the technology. And we have it. It's double-blind, placebo-controlled, tested, key technology. I've done interviews on it. Go to robertscottbell.com. It'll take you to Synergy Science. Learn about it. Get it. I think it becomes more important the more we learn about 5G. If you can't stop it, at least stop it at the level of your home or your person or your office or your car. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Now, other areas of questioning. Who benefits? WHO, United Nations relationship. John, in the few minutes we have left, where can we view further aspects of this story?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the World Health Organization. You notice when you read about them these days, and I would say for the past many years, really, you don't see the immediate connection made in print or on the news to the United Nations. They don't say the World Health Organization, a branch of the United Nations, which it is. It's as if it's an independent entity, and it's not. And the reason that that's important is because what is the agenda of the United Nations, basically, when you look below their cover story about world peace and so on and so forth? Well, they throw out terms like sustainability, green agenda. They talk about smart meters. They talk about Agenda 21, of course. What are they saying? What is this all about? Climate change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this is about transforming the world into a technocracy. That's what they're actually about when you cut through all the nonsense. And therefore, the World Health Organization is one of their points of the spear, because you see, the World Health Organization has tremendous influence and impact in the world. They can go into any country and say to them, look, here is our portrait and our picture of the epidemic that is now raging. Now, if you don't agree with that picture, if you don't take the measures that we prescribe, and if you don't agree with our premises and so on and so forth, we can cause you great damage, and we will. That's the underlying message to the entire planet. So if a country, for example, decided, you know, we don't believe your story. This is nonsense. We're not afraid of people who might carry some germs in their body. We're pretty healthy people up here, and we're doing just fine. So we're not going to be taking all of these buying all of these toxic antiviral drugs and whatever vaccine you come up with. And we're not going for that or anything. Ooh, baby.
Mm.
World Health Organization reports back to the UN. There's lots of conferences. All of a sudden, economic sanctions are leveled at that country for not joining the world community and cooperating to protect humanity against the scourge of the epidemic, blah, 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 blah. This is real stuff, people. And this is one way that the UN enforces their agenda and is able to sustain these fake epidemics to achieve their goals, to weaken economies, to cause chaos and to come in behind that and impose their kind of order on the world.
The WHO by the UN can topple duly elected officials of countries that do not play ball with their proclamations on outbreaks and pandemics. You think I'm joking? Not exaggerating even a little bit. The attacks on South African President Thabo Mbeki years ago, because he dared question the HIV causation hypothesis, turned the world against that one president of that one country, because he looked to native healers, he looked to substances of creation, herbs, and how they were helping people, and he actually didn't discredit it and decry it and stop it. And, you know, so there's precedent to what you're saying, John. That's just one example that comes to mind from recent history.
And here's another smaller one. In the so-called SARS epidemic, another so-called coronavirus, 2003, the World Health Organization decided, for one reason or another, that they were going to issue a travel advisory telling people not to fly into Toronto, Canada, because there were people there with SARS. Well, that cost the city about $2 to $3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, just like that. Bang.
John Rappaport, my friend, doing great work as always. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.